Magical History Tour, written by William Billingsley, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 3.
Get this thing away! It's going to eat me!
Then tell me which it is.
I said I don't know!
And I really do think you're going to be eaten.
Doctor, I don't know, man! Get it off! I don't know!
Doctor, shoot it!
I say again, does he want to stop the treaty being signed, or does he want to martyr Forsbrake to get it signed?
I don't know!
Ah! Blast! Toba, are you okay?
Doctor, shoot it!
Shut up, Guy. Toba, are you okay?
Yes, I'm alive. Now call it off.
Just crawl slowly over here. Leave him alone. He's coming away from there.
Doctor, if you can't understand...
Shoot it! Don't be so stupid, Guy. Of course it can understand me. It's an apotheos. It's just a shame. Yes, it's one of the life cycle stages of the local people that hatches from half-buried eggs like one Toba was sitting rather too close to. What?
Doctor, you nearly let him get killed.
Guy, it wasn't going to kill him.
You could have fooled me. What do you think it was going to do? Kiss him?
That's precisely the point. I had to fool Toba. And it did just what the guidebook says. Shouted at him to get away from the nest and charged him if it had to.
Shit, Toba's run off. Come back, Toba! Doctor, the gun!
Toba, halt or I fire! Damn, he knows I'm not about to shoot him. Oh, never mind.
He's gone.
Not really. He'll head for the tower. That must be it over there. Come on, I want to see what's happened to the others.
We found a next door neighbor for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Goat. You look surprisingly well for someone who's met goats.
It's all in the way you talk to them.
You're an invader, aren't you?
Yes, I suppose I am. Yannick Fullsbrake, I presume.
That's right. Who are you?
Someone who's been wanting to talk to you for a very long time. Any luck?
No. That discontinuity in the brickworks just shoddy workmanship after all. I mean, really, who builds these castles these days? This is a coal cellar. There really should be a secret entrance.
Doctor?
Yes?
That lizardy thing. Was it really one of the local people?
Yes, Guy, she was once. It's like I said, analogous, not homologous. For part of her life cycle, she looked rather like you and me. Then when she died, she turned into the apotheos. They're actually the breeding stage.
It all seems rather weird.
Well, you'll get used to it. There's much stranger than that in the universe. Why did you want to get into this anyway? You can't have really believed that job advert, space adventurer.
I was bored. Sure, the ad looked like a joke, but I wanted to know what the joke was. After that, I just had to come, didn't I?
Apparently not.
What do you mean?
Toba recognised me, not you.
Oh, that.
Don't worry. It's not the first time someone's tricked me into taking them with me. Anyway, you have your uses. Now, only one of them was breaking into secret passages.
I don't suppose we can just use the secret door we already know about, can we?
Right outside the dictator's office? Probably not. Although, on the other hand...
What are you scheming, Doctor?
Traditionally, there's always a secret door in the jail cells, isn't there? Get captured, thrown in jail, and hey presto, we're in.
Alternatively, get captured, get shot, and hey presto, we're corpses!
Well, there's always risk in everything. Anyway, I need to talk to their leader. Find out what the story is on that treaty.
Doctor, don't even think about it. We'll get shot!
Guy, the whole reason we came was to stop them from bending history to their advantage. We've got to find out whether or not Agant signs that treaty. Otherwise, there's nothing we can do to stop them.
It's still not worth dying for.
Trust me, they won't shoot us. I'll be far too curious to know where we're from.
Guards! Stopped up! Fine, you can do this on your own.
Don't be silly, Guy. Guards!
I'm not being silly. I'm just not going to hang around here waiting to get arrested. I'll see you later.
Guy, the guards are at the top already.
Okay, Doctor!
Oh dear. I hadn't counted on this part.
Madam, I've just heard from the guards. They've caught two more.
Finally. So who are they?
Two aliens, madam. Neither of them invaders. They're both of different species.
You had them cut open before we could question them?
No, they admitted quite freely. I'm having one of them brought here. The other is being taken to the tower. The guards have treated them quite roughly.
Fine. And the corpse?
The masked woman was an invader, madam. slightly racially different to the ones we've seen before, but definitely an invader. That should be the prisoner now.
Come. Thank you, guard. That will be all.
You don't want me to stay with the prisoner?
Thank you, no. I think you've softened him up enough already. Allow me to apologize for your injuries. We sometimes use quite brutal methods here.
So I noticed. I'm the doctor. I'm delighted to meet you.
Likewise. What would you like to tell me about what's happening in my kingdom?
Sure. Sure, just say...
Take your time.
Look, the plot, it's not against you. It's against Fulsbrecht. They want to kill him to influence whether or not you sign the treaty. My friend and I are here to stop them.
I see. And do they want the treaty signed or not?
Look, I don't know.
In which case, yours sounds like a very flimsy story, doesn't it?
Maybe if you'd let me see the treaty, I could find out what they're after.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Look, it's very important that they're stopped. The damage they could do is terrible.
Damage to what?
To the future.
I beg your pardon?
The plotters came from the future. They want to change history. We want to stop them.
I'm sorry, madam. The guards may have beaten him a little too hard.
The people who are trying to invade this planet, they succeed. For some reason, they've come here to try and remove the right you did win. Guy, Anwar, and I want to stop that. You already know we're different sorts of aliens from them.
No, Jenny. I think there's something to be said for a little more torture. Call the guard back in and get the interview room ready.
Sides now. My name's Fulbright. What's yours?
His name's Guy.
Hello, Guy. I see you've met our hosts.
Yeah, I've met them.
I'm sorry. Not all our people are like that.
Oh, Liv. Just wish I could say you should see the other guy.
That new me.
It doesn't matter.
Where's that doctor friend of yours got to then?
He's trying to sort your mess out. Do you know the damage you could do if you managed to change history?
Change history?
No, and I suspect neither does he, really. Where exactly is he now?
Talking to a Gant, persuading her to do the right thing about that tree.
Oh, goody. He really is in quite the wrong place, isn't he? She'll have him tortured and killed. Gant never did sign the treaty. Fulsbrecht did.
What?
I don't think I quite understand.
You know, Guy Anwar, I think I was wrong to get you and the Doctor involved after all. I don't think we do need you. Still... Now I know the doctor's out of the way.
What are you doing?
He's passing on my directions to how to get out of here. There are some secret passageways that run all the way all over the Citadel. I'm afraid these are the only two cells that connect through, and even then can only be opened from the outside with a combination. I'll see what I can do to let you out of here as soon as I can.
Well, he's almost right. Fulsbrecht very kindly gave us the combination to get the secret doors unlocked from the outside. Ah, your door first, it seems, Fulsbrecht.
Hello, I'm Yannick Fulsbrecht. Thanks for coming to our rescue.
Elm's Feast, and you're welcome.
Shit! Thanks. I'd have shot him earlier, but the guards took my gun.
No problem.
We'll need to find out where they'll cut up the doctor. We need the key for his time machine.
They're setting up in the interview room now.
Great. The first few times we came back, we managed to get Fulsbrecht locked up and discredited, but he knew about the secret passages and escaped. Nothing changed. We thought maybe we couldn't change history without the Doctor's help. But now he's dead. How's that for a time paradox for you? Seems we don't need the Doctor after all. Oh, the passages don't link to your cell, so I think you'll just have to wait for them to execute you.
What was that? Oh shit! What the heck's he turning into?
Just hurry!
But...
Elm's Feast! Shoot it! Shoot it! Shit! 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 Stay back, you bastard! Stay back! Ah!
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, no. He let me out.
Thank you.
Guy, how did you get in here? Shit, what happened?
Toba, stay there. Stay right there.
Oh, my goodness. Roko, Elmsfeast. Are they both?
She is. I don't know about him. Maybe he'll live. He certainly doesn't look healthy to me.
Where's Fullsbreak?
Look, forget him. You've won. Elmsfeast shot him. He's turned into a giant lizard and gone on the rampage. Can you get in here? Do you have the keys?
Yeah, sure.
Good. Get in here and see what you can do for Roko. Take him to the TARDIS. I'm going to try and rescue the Doctor. Otherwise, we'll never get back. Oh, crap. Toba, have you any idea where the interview room is?
No, sorry.
Never mind. I'll just follow the screens.
How many more times do we have to go through this?
Maybe I should start making incisions.
Look, we're from the future, trying to stop Roko, Toba, and that assassin woman from wrecking your history.
You know, Doctor, I'm a very scientific woman. I'd like to dissect an alien. This is your last chance. Who are the other conspirators?
You guess.
Janik Fullsbreak, these invaders, and who?
I keep telling you he's not in on it.
You're trying to tell me that Fullsbreak was not conspiring against me.
Yes, no, I mean, look, I don't know. But if he was then, it was a completely different conspiracy.
Guard, see what that was. No, stay here. It seems the revolution cometh. Not soon enough for you, though.
Madam, the third brick on the wall behind.
Thank you.
Nice. Lizard. I don't suppose you can untie me, please. No, I don't suppose you could.
There you are, Doctor. I came to rescue you.
Typical. You're late.
We've got a problem.
Could you untie me first?
Oh, sure. We've got a problem.
Yes, I still don't know if she signed.
She didn't. Fullsbreak did it himself.
Oh, thank goodness. Good work. Where is he?
That's him there.
Oh, pants. Where are Roko and Elmsfeast?
Toba's looking after Roko in the tower. Elmsfeast's dead.
Yes, I know. Toba shot her. Where's the other Elmsfeast?
She's dead. Fullsbreak chewed her up.
What? How on earth could you let that happen?
What do you mean, how on earth could I let
that... Do you have any idea how bad a temporal paradox that is? She died twice. That's just madness. The timelines will be really screwed up.
It's not as if I could have stopped it.
Of course it is. There's always something you can do. Goodness, well, we'll probably go back to the present and find she's still alive there too. This is terrible. Oh, yes, 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 of course. We're getting off track. Come on, the treaty's in Agant's office.
What good does that do us?
Come on! Quickly, we don't have much time. Where would she keep the safe?
Behind a painting.
No paintings, bright eyes.
Well, under the carpet. Hang on.
Come on, come on!
Blast, the carpet's nailed down fast. Wait, there it is.
What?
I can see it, behind the drinks cabinet. Can you break it?
Don't be silly, of course I can.
Hurry up, I'm not sure how long Fullsbreak can hold them.
Good grief, 10 seconds, that'll never do.
Come on then.
Guy, come back, give me that pen.
What?
They don't know what his signature looks like, do they?
You're going to forge a historical document.
Well, he can't sign it, can he? Thank you. Janik Fullsbreak.
I don't think we can get out of there without being shot. The revolving wall's in the corridor.
Yes, we can. Oh, thank goodness rubber bands are universal. Fullsbreak, I'm going to tie this treaty to your neck. When I say go, try and charge the guards and then take it straight to the invader negotiators. Okay, go! Guy, quickly, against this wall.
Where's Toba? I told him to come here.
I'm up here. For God's sake, give me a hand. This guy weighs a ton. Thanks. Take his legs.
Oh, come on, how long can you take? Come on, you two, they'll be here any minute.
We're coming.
I'm going to get that boy to get fit.
Right, get going.
Halt, all right, fire!
How is he?
He'll live.
He doesn't deserve it.
No. No more than you, eh?
Probably true.
Cheer up. You lost. It's a lot easier to forgive yourself when you haven't managed your evil plan.
Several people did die, Doctor.
Elm's Feast.
She'll be alive when you get back. You and your idiot friend here have confused her timeline far too much for her to stay dead. Anyway, I'm too tired to care. History saved again, and I'm off to bed.
How do we know it is? What if Fullsbreak gets killed on the way?
Trust me. Time has a way of avoiding paradoxes. We gave it a way out. It'll take it.
So that's it?
What do you expect? Fireworks?
Uh-huh.
Shivers!
Will you stop showing off, old girl? I've got to watch my tongue around this TARDIS. She has an unhealthy appetite for poetic irony.
In the Magical History Tour Part 3, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Agant Wendy Musgrove, Jenning David Hutchinson, Fallsbreak Michael Berg, Elm's Feast Jana Kildee, Roko William Billingsley, and Toba by Vitol Tietze. The Magical History Tour was written by William Billingsley, production secretary was David Hutchinson, script editing was by Vitol Tietze, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. Incidental music was by Chris Thompson. Post-production was by Matthew Kapelke. The Magical History Tour was produced by Matthew Kapelke and directed by William Billingsley. Copyright 2000, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.